I haven't had a chance to see it yet. I've been absolutely chock-a-block, but Rebecca, you popped down there earlier.
Yeah, and this is another example of where I've looked in the programme and thought, no, I'm not really sure about that. And I really, really liked it.
Okay.
Now, hands up admittance, I used to do black and white photography when I was a kid. I loved black and white photography. More than 20 fabulous black and white photos, and the whole ambiance in the gallery of these black and white photos, beautifully, what's the word when you developed?
Hung.
Beautifully, they were wonderfully hung.
Okay, right.
That wasn't the word I was looking for. I'm not sure if that's helped me. But anyway, it's distracted
me. Are they large scale photographs?
No, they're not massive.
Give me a sense of scale.
An ordinary TV screen size.
Okay.
That's ordinary, is not a mega screen in my house. That's just so you know.
You haven't got a footballer's wives TV then?
No, I haven't. And nor am I married to a footballer. Anyway,
Does it tell you the story of the iron workers?
Yeah, what it does actually is it's images of people at work who seemed focused on what they're doing. A lot of the shots are head and shoulders shots of the workers, intensely working. Clearly, there's hot metal and a lot of them involved. Many have got protective glasses on, and some of them look more akin to sunglasses than goggles to me. So there's sort of health and safety, and you're looking at these men in their working environment. But what I loved about it was, not only are they very strong photos, wonderfully lit. I mean, how you get such amazingly clear images of individuals at work on metal with the kind of light you're dealing with, it was for me just how did he do that? But also the little notes, and I think one of the people in Josh's report talked about the fact that next to each photo there's a short sort of phrase and description, and I made a note of a few. So there'd be one word, as if that's the sort of title of the piece.
Yeah.
And then a little sentence. So, for example, soon, because happiness is just a step after the impossible.
Okay, it sounds very philosophical.
Yeah. Full time. We like to say that 24 hours are not enough for a day. And one more I'll give you. Reinvent. One of the only things that does not kill is hope.
Okay.
So there's, you know, you wander along and some of them are just lovely and poignant and seem to work with the pictures. Mm. Others are sort of random. Some are described as Marleyan phrases or Marleyan sayings. So, for example, when you go in, there's some more information about Masasi. And, you know, he was apparently a powerhouse of Marleyan hip hop and also a successful stand-up comic before he went to his photographic career. And there's a phrase in the opening welcome to people coming along to the exhibition that says, in Mali we say whoever comes to your home is better than you.
Oh.
Because the visitor brings a humanity that you do not have, so welcome.
How nice.
So I walked in with a smile going, this is a really nice space. There was also a couple of other people came through while I was there, but I basically had the space to myself to sort of walk forward and peer closely at the images stand around and away. So, you know, I thought it was a cracking piece. And you can go in there, it's free, and you can wander in and spend, you know, 10 minutes there, or you can stand and ponder. Unfortunately, I was, like you, rushing around and had to nip in en route to the studio and would have liked more time in there.
Yeah.
And it's, yeah, they're fantastic. I'd like one on my wall at home. I like them that much.
Great stuff. So that is all taking place at the Phoenix Gallery. That is Iron Men. It runs through to the 26th of May. It runs from Wednesday to Sunday, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. And it's free. I will get down there. Thank you, Rebecca, for all of that.